Every second, the U.S. spends about $500 on the war on drugs. Last year, the price tag was more than $15 billion for the federal government, about $25 billion more from state and local sources. Someone's arrested for violating a drug law every 19 seconds. Is it worth it?
There are more than 1,500,000 people in jail. We think that that policy is really failing. They are using all their money to pull on law enforcement. They are using very little for treatment. It's a policy that is not working at all.
Cesar Gaviria with the Global Commission on Drug Policy, talking straight about drugs and not to our kids. Sit down, President Obama. It's time we had a serious chat about drugs. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. You made it. It is Friday, June 3rd. John Hockenberry is out today. Let's get a look at our top news stories. Ratko Mladic made his first court appearance at a war crimes tribunal at The Hague this morning. He's accused of leading a campaign of persecution against Muslims and Croats in parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Joining us now from just outside the courtroom at The Hague is the BBC's Chris Morris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What have we heard from Mladic himself during this morning's hearings?
Well, when he first walked into court, I was sitting in the public gallery. He was older, he was balding, but he was instantly recognizable from that TV footage back in the 1990s. He saluted as he walked in, slowly. He was wearing a light khaki cap, a grey jacket, and when he first sat down, he looked like an old and slightly ill man, but he seemed to remember his old self and play to the public gallery as the hearing went on. He described the charges against him as obnoxious and monstrous. He said he wasn't going to enter any plea of guilty or not guilty today. And he said, I defended my country and my people, and now I'm going to defend myself. And it was left to the judge to read out in very precise legal language the summary of the indictment against him, and it was just a long list: genocide, persecution, murder, extermination, deportation, rape, plunder, a reminder of the horrific nature of the crimes we're dealing with here.
This could be a very, very long process of trying Mladic in court. What is the next step?
Yeah, there's not going to be another hearing for a month, and Radovan Karadzic, the Bosnian Serb political leader, he was arrested in the summer of 2008, and his trial didn't begin till October 2009. So it will be a long process, but it's really, really important to people. I think this is the most important trial this tribunal will ever conduct. I was sitting next in the public gallery to a group of women who'd come from Srebrenica, mothers of victims there. And at one stage, one of them managed to catch General Mladic's eye and made a sign of slitting her throat through the glass at him, and he just smiled in return.
That is Chris Morris with our partner, the BBC, speaking from just outside the courtroom in The Hague. Thanks, Chris. President Obama heads to Toledo, Ohio today. He'll visit a Chrysler plant to brag about the government's role in the auto industry's recovery. That's the latest in a string of domestic trips to promote his economic agenda. The federal government will release its May unemployment figures later this morning. The White House faces new pressures on the economy today after Moody's announced it may downgrade the U.S. debt rating if Congress does not increase the U.S. debt limit in the coming weeks. Search and rescue teams are combing through rubble left by three tornadoes hit Massachusetts on Wednesday. Governor Deval Patrick says the state will use all of its resources and ask for federal assistance to provide relief for 18 towns and villages. At least three people were killed. And it looks like the Dallas Mavericks tied up the NBA Finals last night in Game 2 against the Miami Heat. They came back from 15 points down in the fourth quarter. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are down, though. The Dow starts at 12,248, the S&P at 1,312, the Nasdaq at 2,773. We can continue a conversation about whether or not it's still worth it to own a home.
This is Maureen from Detroit. The American dream never really was about owning a house. Up until this time, many people have rented. We've owned a house for 10 years, and I'll probably never own another house as soon as we can finish the foreclosure process on ours.
Give us your story at 8778-MYTAKE.